Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Lynch here.
Hey, and I'm Patrick Harris.
You probably like baseball, which is why you're listening to this. This is the Hot Corner Podcast.
Well, I kind of like baseball. I guess I'll tune in.
Baseball's pretty neat, so thanks for listening. This is brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Center.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
Woo, baseball!
And now the pitch by Martinez is up and in and hits Gerald Williams on the left hand.
Dig your cleats in.
Now he's going to charge the mound. He's going to charge Martinez, and the fight is on. He got a right hand in before he's grabbed from behind by Barrichek, and now the benches are empty.
It's time for hour two of the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris.
Yerzynski wanting to know, am I going? He is going.
And Mike Lynch.
It is a collision at the plate, and Yerzynski not only bangs into Barrett, bangs onto the plate, and here they go.
Step up to the plate for hour two of the Hot Corner.
Posenda getting into it with Barrett. I mean, there is some hooking going on in the bottom of two piles.
On 1080.
Root gives a belt. Whoa. Bautista got all he could handle with that. Wow. That's some pretty solid contact right there.
The Fan.
Welcome into the second hour of the Hot Corner. If you're missing the first hour, you can download that on the Les Schwab Tires podcast at 1080thefan.com or wherever you get your podcast. Speaking of that, Beers on Us podcast drops tomorrow. Be our round two of Fresh Up action, but round three of tasting beer of the week from our good friends at Berlick.
Correct. What is it going to be? Day 20?
Day 22, I believe.
Two or three.
I think it's 22. Wednesday would be 21. Well, actually, it's day 21 because Wednesday is day zero.
Okay.
Thursday, it was canned on a Wednesday, which is day zero.
We had it the following Thursday, which was day 8. Right?
Should be day 7 because the next Thursday would be day 1.
So we've been counting it wrong.
You are the host of that
you
show.
You didn't correct me.
You are the host of that show. Well, I do this show, Michael.
We're going to keep going with
that. You
mistake.
Do that show.
It's going to be, it was 8, and then it was 15, and now it's going to be like 23 or something.
Either way, there's a little bit of the beer left. If you still want to pick up some of the beer that Mike and I collabed with the cool kids at Berlick, for home delivery only, there's no more left in the pub, so you can only get it delivery only. So make sure you get that wherever, whenever you want to get your Berlick beer, and download that podcast wherever you get your podcast, including at 1080thefan.com. Something that kind of struck a chord with me, and I've been watching this. So I've got this weird thing. Remember we were talking a couple weeks ago about third baseman for the A's, how they seem to churn out third baseman.
We have, personal favorite, Eric Chavez,
personal favorite, Matt Chapman.
Oh, okay.
I really like Matt Chapman. It's not Donaldson. Let's make sure we all agree on that one, that it is not Josh Donaldson.
The bringer of rain. Screw that guy.
Matt Chapman on the DL, on the IL for the rest of the season as he's about to have surgery. And this is a huge blow for the Oakland Athletics, who I don't care what the standings say right now. The Oakland A's sit in third. This is my team to beat in the American League right now. I love what this team's been doing. Bob Melvin better win manager of the year. If they give it to whoever's running the White Sox, I will lose my mind. But this is a devastating injury for them. And I'm curious, Mike, your opinion on how this affects not just them, but what this does, what this ripple effect is for the American League.
It is big, but I do tend to trust Oakland to keep kind of just pushing forward.
Doing that
injuries.
Oakland thing.
Yeah, I mean,
if you look at, is their best player.
Of course. And it's not even close that he's their best player. But really, if you look at their team, is there anybody on their team that stands out and you're like, wow, outside of Matt Chapman? No, right?
No, not really. I mean, Simeon's pretty solid.
He's hitting 229.
Ooh, yikes.
Matt Olson's hitting 190.
Yikes. Where's Crush Davis?
He's barely playing.
Hey, they just got Jake Lamb, and he's batting 455.
There you go. He got the third base power.
He's also had 11 at-bats.
He got the third base power. That's all that matters. Actually, the A's are hitting terribly. As a team, they're hitting 228.
Tommy La Stella's hitting 297, although he hasn't played a ton. This team is
my point being...
I know what you mean.
The A's don't really have anybody who's great outside of Chapman, in my opinion. But Oakland continues to be Oakland. The problem is that in the playoffs, that tends to run out.
Right.
You're playing the best of the best. However, this year, you're not playing the best of the best necessarily. You could be playing a seed seven, right? And getting lucky with a bad matchup early on. I think this affects them massively. I mean, once you get to the playoffs, it's all about who steps up and is your big hitter in clutch situations. Those runners in scoring position situations become so much more important. And you need that one or two guys who every time they come up with someone on, you trust that 35 to 40% of the time they're going to drive them in, right?
Right.
You want that guy who's hitting 350 with runners in scoring position. For me, it's DJ LeMahieu. Mm-hmm. If he comes up with runners in scoring position, I'm happy as hell.
Yeah.
I don't know who it would be for you. The Indians aren't really hitting at all.
It's probably Jose Ramirez.
Yeah, every team has it. That's Matt Chapman.
Carlos Santana.
And he's not playing anymore. So yeah. I think it's going to be big. You know, they're going to make the playoffs still. There's not enough in the season left, and they're, you know, got one of the best records in the American League. And okay, cool. But I just don't find them overly exciting.
Yeah, you know, I want to find so many reasons. It's one of those things where it's like, I'm now searching for a reason why I still believe in Oakland, you know, even without Matt Chapman. But here's what we're looking at. Sean Manaea has a 4.5 ERA.
He's been pretty inconsistent.
Mike Fiers has a 4.67. Yeah. Mike Minor is a 4.76. And Frankie Montez is a 5.86. Jesus Luzardo, who is another one of their starters, he's their best starter right now at a 4.32. So,
not great, Bob.
Not great. However, their bullpen is fantastic.
Liam Hendricks is a good closer. I know that.
Yeah. Their bullpen is fantastic. They got a bunch of guys that have thrown a ton of innings, a ton of innings, quote unquote, for the season, but are still pitching really, really well. This Chapman thing, though, does rock them.
It's not only offensively, defensively, he's incredible.
He's the best third baseman in baseball, and I don't think it's close. Maybe Manny Machado. Machado's having himself a great season, but that guy plays shortstop. Like, it was really hard for me to be convinced that Alex Rodriguez was the best third baseman in baseball because I'm like, that guy plays short.
I know he's not having as good of a year, but Anthony Rendon could go for that argument too.
Also, I'm into that. I'm into that as well. So are we at a point where we're kind of saying we're out on Oakland?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, look at their recent games.
Yeah, that's so sad.
They split four with the Rangers.
The Rangers are bad.
They split two with the Mariners, and they've split two with the Rockies.
They're 6-4 in their last 10.
But I'm telling you.
Who they split with.
Yes. Right? You're already seeing it a little bit, right? The A's have a magic about them late in the season, almost always, where they're just hot, and they just beat everybody.
They have the third lowest runs against in the American League, behind Chicago and Cleveland.
Third lowest runs against. Oh, okay. So their pitching is good.
The pitching is good.
But it's the bullpen mostly that's been good.
That's what it
which
is.
Which makes sense. And that's great in the playoffs, right? You don't need your starters to go super long. If you get into the bullpen early and you got a lot of guys that you trust, fantastic.
They're 500 on the road and dominant at home.
Because that's going to matter so much this year.
Well, they're used to not having fans, so they're like, this is normal.
Although I think it could matter a little bit if you're playing at the home stadium because some teams, I think actually a lot of teams are playing well at home this year because you're just comfortable there, right? That's just your ballpark. You know the dimensions. You know how to play there.
This is all updated.
The A's and the Rays as teams, what are their strengths? It's their bullpen. Right. Mm-hmm. And both of them are filled with no-name guys, but they're all really, really good. That's great in the playoffs, but I still think you need that guy that you trust to get the big hit when you need it. Right. Who's that guy in the Rays? Nobody. Right. Their lineup is not very good.
Nobody.
Austin Meadows hasn't been playing well.
I mean, it would be him.
Maybe G-Man Choi has been pretty clutch this year. But he doesn't play necessarily against lefties.
But it's not like when you go to Minnesota and you're like Nelson Cruz.
Right.
You go to the Yankees and you're like this person, this person, this person. You go to White Sox and you're like this person, this person.
Yep.
I mean, even Cleveland has that and they can't hit for S.
So it's just one of those things where it's like that will come back to haunt you in a playoff series because you need those big hits. Because guess who else has good bullpens? Those other teams that you're talking about. Maybe not as good as you. Maybe you have the best bullpen in the American League.
Tampa's got a good bullpen. Cleveland's got a good bullpen. If the Yanks are healthy, they got a good bullpen.
Yep.
So if I'm looking at it right now, this is a little dependent on what happens with Cleveland Cubbies tonight, as this is updated.
I need Cleveland to win, please. Thank you.
I do too as well, my friend. If Cleveland wins, they land in the fifth spot. Whew. Cleveland, New York. First round. Playoff start today. Mm. What's up, dude?
What are the Yankees now? They're four?
They're the five seed. Six.
What?
Oh, five plays four, six plays three. Cleveland plays Oakland right now. Excuse me.
Okay.
Who are you taking in that series? I mean, it's the unsexiest baseball
I'm
you will see.
I'm taking Cleveland because they have Shane Bieber.
Right? So let's say this flusters around a little bit. Okay. Let's say Oakland drops to the four seed. They would play the Yankees.
Okay.
Who are you taking? Unbiasedly?
The Yankees.
I'm taking the Yankees as well.
Yeah.
Oakland goes on a hot streak, jumps up to number two over Tampa. They're only a half game back. They'd get Toronto.
I might give Oakland that series then. Sure.
But you just said you might and sure.
I think my thoughts on the team are clear based on what I've said this segment. They're not sexy. And that will win sometimes. And sometimes in the playoffs that wins too. But I need something extra from these teams in the playoffs. And I don't think Oakland has it. And maybe I'll be totally wrong, but when's the last time Oakland did have it?
We'll get out on this.
Right?
Just real short. Oakland, yes, other team. You say yes, you got Oakland winning. You say no, you got the other team winning. Oakland plays the White Sox.
No.
Tampa.
No.
Minnesota.
Yes.
Yankees.
No.
Cleveland.
No.
Toronto.
Yes.
Houston.
Yes.
With Verlander.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
So that puts them as the fifth best team in the American League to me.
God, the American League is going to be so fun in the playoffs. I don't know who's going to win, man. It could be anybody.
It could be the White Sox.
It could be anybody. It better not be the White Sox, but it could be anybody.
Dude, the White Sox are...
Nah, I need to see it. No, got to prove it.
Let me finish.
Okay, sorry.
I know you hate them with all your heart. But you have to admit.
Not as bad as the Twins, but it's pretty damn close.
Not as bad as the Tigers either. What the White Sox have done is really cool. Yeah. They've built this team well. They've got a ton of young talent. They've got a ton of personalities. They're fun to watch, dude.
Yeah.
If you're unbiased about it, the White Sox are a fun as hell team to watch.
They're San Diego light.
Close. I don't know if I'm going to say light. They're the American League San Diego Padres. They're a young, built-up team that did it right. They did it well. They traded some big names. They got some great players in return.
It also helped that two teams wanted guys that are basically not worth it anymore and gave up their monster prospects for them.
Very true.
And Adam Eaton for Giolito and Yoan Moncada for... Do you know that Chris Sale still pitches? I mean, not currently, but...
I know he's a human being that's alive.
Yeah, do you forget that Chris Sale is on the Red Sox? Because I do.
No, I don't.
I do all the time. So, God, yes, you are right.
You know it makes me happy, the Red Sox.
I know
suck.
It does. I mean, they're garbage.
They are so bad.
They're still the worst, man. All right, when we come back, we'll sidestep over to the NBA as Mike and I got a little bet on the Eastern Conference Finals going down right now. As Game 1 happened last night and Game 2 will be tomorrow, we'll dive into a little NBA as a sidestep here on the Hot Corner. 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
It's 8:21 here on Portland Sports Leader. We got Fair or Foul coming up here in about 10 minutes or so.
You see that Timber stat right there?
No.
This is Jeremy Abobase's 69th. Nice. consecutive appearance for the Timbers, which is three away from the club record held by... You might know. I'm letting you guess if you...
Sorry, say that again.
Oh, you didn't hear any of the stats.
Kind of.
Holy cow, I heard, you tuned out. Woo!
I heard the 69 and nice. And after that, I was like, good call, Mike. And, and started watching this Indians game. I was looking at Cesar Hernandez leading the team at 265.
Jeremy Abobase is in his 69th consecutive game.
Okay.
Which is second all-time for the Timbers behind...
I mean, if I have to guess, I mean, I'm going to guess Diego Valeri, but I don't think that's the answer.
Nope.
I believe the answer is probably Jack Jewsbury.
Nope.
69 straight. Who's kind of
72?
Oh, Diego Chara.
No,
because of cards. Duh. I don't know the answer.
Former Timber great who never lived up to the hype, no matter where he goes. Darlington Nagby.
Oh, the Nags.
72 consecutive.
The Nags.
Now on Columbus.
Sure.
After being in Atlanta and not being good.
Sure. We were supposed to get money from him if he was good, and then he wasn't.
Nope.
Was like, suck it, Timbers. I'll show you. I'll just be terrible. You won't get nothing from me. In fact, I'm going to transfer that to Team USA. None of you get me. It was really holding out hope for Nags, too.
Yeah, well, so was every other Timber.
Yeah, it was like Pulisic and Nagby. Like, this is going to be great. Pulisic's like, I'm on Chelsea. And Mike and I are like, we don't know who Nagby plays for. But it's in America, not Europe. All right, well, game one of the Eastern Conference Finals started last night. Boy, was that a good one. I was at work and wasn't able to really watch it, but I kind of was checking in.
Oh, we were here watching it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, for those of you that are just tuning in for the first time on this, Mike, Joe, and I had a little kind of three-way gentleman's bet. I don't remember what we actually bet on. We do a sandwich bet.
I think we did like a dinner bet or like a drink bet. I don't know.
I don't remember either.
It was something like
that. It was something. We'll figure it out at the end. Joe had Toronto. I had Boston. Mike had Miami.
Yep.
At the time, Mike, you were in the driver's position because
Miami had already beaten the Bucks in five.
Had beaten the Bucks in five, which I don't think any of us saw coming till game two. And
except
we were like,
me.
We saw game two and we were like, oh, the Heat are going to win this. And Toronto and Boston went to game seven. Great series. And the Eastern Conference Finals started off last night with a bang as the game went to overtime and Miami wins.
Or did it start with a bang?
I didn't laugh.
I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it.
I'm exactly the same as Patrick. I didn't laugh, but I appreciated the joke.
I liked it. Okay. I liked it.
It was acceptable.
I'm going to give it a little.
Back.
I liked it.
Better than Red Dead, whatever.
And I'll tell you what, last night's game.
Hey, at least you try all the jokes.
Last night's game, as you know, we all know what happened here. It reminded me, it was a little reminiscent. At
Miami
least,
won.
Miami did win.
Bam Adebayo blocked Jason Tatum dunking the ball.
And Jason Tatum went up strong.
Yes, he
did. Like, he went to hammer that
Bam Adebayo's
wrist. I watched it.
Turned upside down.
I watched it, and I was like, get it, Tatum! Get it!
And then Adebayo's wrist was just like, nope. Even though it was literally bent backwards, it was stronger than the entire body force of Jason Tatum.
He was like Elastigirl.
And he
blocked. Just like, no, thank you. So Miami looks good. They look great. I mean, I want to see more out of Jimmy Butler, but he had big shots down the stretch.
He had the biggest shot.
But he wasn't as consistent in the game as you would expect from a Jimmy Butler.
I think Jimmy Butler is realizing that his team is really good and he can actually trust some of the other players in his team.
Which is a big step for
Duncan
Jimmy
Robinson,
Butler.
Tyler Hero, mm-hmm. even Jay Crowder. Goran Dragic is having a great
Goran Dragic, whew, get it, bud. He had, what, 29 last night?
Oh, yeah.
Get it, dude. Here's
a
what
great finish at the rim at the end of the game.
Despite, let's toss to the side that I am in the Boston corner. Boston is the higher seed. In theory, they would be the favorite, right? Mm-hmm. Here's what's really worrying me about Boston. Boston lost that game like they lost to Toronto in game six. Like, Boston, I felt, had chance after chance after chance to win that game in regulation, to win that game in overtime, and still lost. It's making me think one of two things. Either A, they're just not ready, or B, where's my boy Brad Stevens?
That's where I was going to go. I think it's
and
B.
That scares
I think,
the living bejesus out of me because I love Brad Stevens.
I think Eric Spoelstra is a better coach than Brad Stevens.
Why'd you turn away from the mic on that, Mike?
Did I?
It was pure coincidence. I didn't mean to. I was just trying to troll you there.
I think he's a better coach. And this is proven in what happened at the end of the game yesterday. End of regulation. Game is tied, right? Mm-hmm. Celtics have the ball with 22 seconds to go. And this is not just Brad Stevens. This is every coach, mostly. All you need is a GD layup to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
And they dribble the clock out, pass it to Jason Tatum, who dribbles the clock out and heaves up a contested three that's short, hilariously short, like hits super off the front rim. And it goes to overtime. Now, in overtime, game was tied. There was 24 seconds to go. The Heat drove the basket in 10 seconds and got the layup and took the lead. You didn't waste the entire clock and not give yourself another chance. You didn't take a contested bad three. You actually set up a play that worked. For whatever reason, Brad Stevens said, Jason Tatum, I want you taking this three contested from too deep behind the three-point line.
It's almost like Stevens changed his philosophy and went to superstar ISO style.
Well, because they have a superstar now, right?
Right, but it just seems so uncharacteristic of Brad Stevens.
It does, but we also haven't seen Brad Stevens with a superstar. Right? I mean, he coached for Butler, which was a team of non-superstars, if I've ever seen one.
Gordon Hayward went in the top 10. So
well, he was great.
Watch yourself on that.
But, I mean, you're at a smaller school.
I know what you mean. I know what you
mean. Doesn't get all the top talent.
Like, Rui Hachimura went top 10, but do we count him as a superstar for Mark Few at Gonzaga?
No, of course not.
No. Although Hachimura was great.
In Boston, up until this point, did he have a star?
No, I mean, no. Al Horford, I mean, even Gordon Hayward.
They were forced to play the correct basketball because
he had Kyrie.
That's true. But, that's very true.
But Kyrie was hurt all the time and was a cancer in the clubhouse.
But he was very clutch, so they could trust him with that. But I guess that's a great point. I forgot that Kyrie was there when he
But I never count Kyrie anywhere because Kyrie never does anything.
That's true. I just feel like now that you have Jason Tatum and Jason Tatum has ascended this year.
Is he superstar status?
I think so.
Okay. I love him.
He's incredible.
He's my favorite player in the NBA, not named Damian Lillard.
I mean, I just realized the other day that he's not even 23 years old, and I'm just like, I'm still in shock.
He only played 1 year at Duke.
Mm-hmm. Right, but he has arrived now, and it's just going to only get better from here on.
Who got drafted ahead of him?
Markel Fultz.
Who went number one? Markel Fultz.
And Lonzo Ball, number two.
And Lonzo 2, Tatum 3. God, Tatum could be on the Lakers.
Was it a Josh Jackson, number 4?
Yep.
Josh Jackson was super good in college.
God. He is super terrible now.
Josh Jackson.
That draft was
Kansas,
not very,
right?
That's the Collins draft. Yeah. That's the Zach Collins draft.
That year of college basketball, though, was awesome.
That was the
All
year.
All those players were so good, except for Markel Fultz.
And he's still not good.
And even Lonzo wasn't that great either.
Rob always harps on this, and I think he's right. That was the year where, I want to say it was February, the Blazers were 3 games from having the worst record in the West. And then Nurk was hurt, and he came back, and they went on a run, and they made the 8th seed, and they got swept. They had a decision. They could have tanked, and they could have gotten potentially Jason Tatum. Instead, they got Zach Collins, who's a foundational piece for the future, if you listen to Neil Olshay.
I like Zach Collins.
You should not.
I'm a Zach kid, born and bred.
Collins wasn't even a starter as a freshman.
I root for GU every year. Wazoo.
I'm on
Can
Patrick's.
You not call it GU because that sounds like Georgetown and I want to hate it?
No, I mean, we definitely call Gonzaga GU.
You know, I'm kind of on Patrick's side on this. I kind of like Zach Collins too, because I was so used to seeing a gigantic bean in Myers Leonard do anything but play in the paint for 7+ years.
Hey,
so.
Myers Leonard has a 1-0 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals right now. So
nobody's not playing.
Right.
Wait until game 4 and he goes off for 30 points out of nowhere.
So anyway, it'll be interesting. I think Brad is smart enough to learn from mistakes made. Oh, God. Speaking of mistakes made.
Oh,
holy goodness.
Whoa.
No whistle is blown.
What is happening?
Potential ball crossed the goal line as the Portland defensive line was
atrocious.
An absolute nightmare on that play. San Jose should be up 1-0. I'm sure VAR is checking it.
It would
right
be
now.
1-1.
Or 1-1, I mean. 1-0. Anyway.
They just put the stat up that the Timbers have let up the most goals in the last 15 of the first and second half in the MLS by far, and they almost instantly scored in the last 15.
We had the best defense in the MLS's back tournament and the worst defense as the season started. It'll be interesting to see.
They're checking it.
I expect Stevens to make changes for game 2, but I expect Spoelstra to do the same thing. I would love to see this series go seven.
Well, Gordon Hayward coming back could be important.
I would love to see this series go seven. I think this series is a lot more captivating than Lakers Nuggets, although don't sleep on the Nuggets, but I really like this series right now. And I can't wait to attempt to watch every single game. I think I might sit on my couch tomorrow and watch the entirety of Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, Game 1 of the West Finals is tomorrow too, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm not way into that. I think that ball's over.
Just one game each. They're giving actually.
They're gonna milk it.
Yeah,
they do the classic NBA thing and milk it.
Yeah, giving the Nuggets Lakers two days off. Yeah,
because got to make sure LeBron is good. Yeah, that's daylight. Tied 1-1.
They didn't call it.
Wow.
He went and checked it. I'm very confused. Oh no, they called it. They called it.
All right. Okay. All right. When we come back, we have fair or foul. But before we do that, here's Joe with sport.
Is it fair?
Oh my goodness!
That's a fair ball.
Or is it foul?
Well, he thought it was foul, I think.
A knowledge test for Patrick and Mike to see how well they know the big leagues.
Mathematics and strange symbols now, as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. The OBP and the SLG and the ISO and the you name it.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
Peralta knocks it into center. David tonight, 2-for-2, a leadoff single here in the fourth. And nobody noticed.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is fair or foul time as the Cubbies, Javi Baez just walked off on the Indians. Cubs win 3-2.
Boo!
I do like Javi Baez, but not great. Not great. Nice piece of hitting, too.
Timber's defense is an atrocity beyond atrocity.
Yeah, so we're all sorts of sad here, but Mike forgets that his Yankees just hit home runs and home runs. But let's not beat around the bush here. Let's swing it right over to our fantastic producer, Mr. Joseph Fisher III.
First time in franchise history for the Yankees that they hit six home runs in a game back-to-back game.
I think they're all roiding. Along with daily COVID testing, daily steroid testing over in New York as well. But
don't you dare disparage Luke Voit. He's a god.
I won't.
He leads the American League in home runs, baby.
And there goes one fair or foul. Thanks, Mike. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I was going to say, if you asked that, like, that was a bad one, because we definitely know that.
Right.
He's up by, like, three.
No, trust me. Every time I'm, like, trying to find some of these, I'm like, well, can't do any Yankee stuff, because Mike probably knows 99% of them.
Well, you never know.
We'll see, though.
Could be little stats that I don't know.
We'll see. The Dodgers today beat the Padres. Imposed their will. The Padres had some garbage time runs there to close the gap, make it 7-5. But Dodgers, they clinch playoff berth. Magic number to clinch the division is 6. Fair or foul? The Dodgers will win the NL pennant.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, is there anybody around them?
Not really.
He said the pennant.
Oh, not okay.
Not the division.
Yeah.
The pennant.
Yeah, I think so. I predicted them before the year, and I know we just talked about how Dodger fans hate Dave Roberts.
The game isn't, yeah, I think so, or foul.
I wasn't done yet, Joe.
Get him, Joe. Sick him, Joe.
Can I not just begin a thought?
Sick him, Joe.
Boy, I see where I stand on this show. They're the best team in the National League, by far. They've got the best pitching staff. You got Walker Buehler, who's great. I know Dustin May gave up some home runs late in this game, but Dustin May is really, really good. And yeah, I know Clayton Kershaw can't play in the playoffs, but he's still Clayton Kershaw, and I trust him a little bit more than...
What if old man Kershaw can play in the playoffs?
Oh, maybe he can. Maybe he's figured it out. So I'm just thinking about the other teams, and you know, it's the Dodgers to me. And so, yeah, fair.
And Kershaw can't play in the playoffs. He's too busy giving up gigantic home runs and commercials that are like 8,000 feet long.
Hey, he got it back himself.
But hey, pitchers can play the field too.
he should have been at like a bar hitting on chicks. Pitchers can play the field too. Like the 90s chicks dig the long ball, you know? It should have been something like that. I will say foul on this. I definitely think they can. I definitely think they can, and they most likely can. I don't know if they will. That sounds a little absolute
Patrick,
to me.
This isn't most likely can or foul.
I know. I think only a Sith deals in absolutes, and I will not say that they will in this. I do really like the chances. I like the chances with Ian Anderson, Max Fried off the DL, and if Cole Hamels can give him anything. That offense is amazing in Atlanta.
Patrick, can you stop trying to sell yourself on the awful Braves pitching staff?
Get out of here, dude. Ian Anderson has been great, and Max Fried's coming back soon.
Yeah, and Cole Hamels got lit in his first start today.
It's his first start.
It's Cole Hamels.
Stop. He's a World Series MVP.
Yeah,
he's like
when?
80.
2008?
Okay. What I was getting to was
12 years ago.
The offense for the Braves is fantastic. Correct. So that's something to deal with. Okay. Also, the Padres with Davies, Lamet, Paddock, and Clevinger, that is a solid four-man rotation. And here's my other point. Let's not forget that people like Max Muncy and Cody Bellinger are hot garbage right now. Okay? Those are the best hitters on that team, and they're garbage. So unless those guys start hitting better and show me something, I will not say that the Dodgers will win the pennant.
So you're saying foul.
I said foul to start, Michael. Were you listening?
Getting very contentious here.
69, 420. Do I got your attention now?
Nice. All right. Keeping with the Dodgers, they have now made the playoffs, including this year, for 8 straight seasons.
Woo!
Fair or foul? That's the third longest streak in MLB history.
8 straight seasons.
8 straight seasons making the playoffs?
Correct.
Well, I mean, the Braves won their division like 13 years in a row. But that doesn't mean that they're... I'm going to say foul. Because I'll bet you there's somebody like the Yanks or the Red Sox or something like that that have made the playoffs all the time. I will say foul.
I think I'm going to go foul on this one, too. I'm just trying to noodle with the other teams like the Cardinals, teams that just constantly make the playoffs.
But all you got, you can make 5 in a row and then miss one and then make another 6 in
a
row.
Yeah, I mean, 8 is a lot, but I'm going to say foul. Maybe they're like 5th highest on the list.
It is fair.
Ooh, dirty.
The late 90s, early 2000s Braves? Yeah. I don't know when the playoff run ended exactly for them. I think it was early 2000s.
But, I mean, they won the division every single year in the 90s.
Right. So that was one of the longest streaks. And then Mike's 90s, early 2000s Yankees as well, however
and
long that was.
And then it's the current Dodgers.
Yes.
Wow.
True story.
That's amazing. You want to know what's more amazing?
Was that for the Yankees 95 to 2012 or something?
Something like that.
Right.
You know what's the most amazing thing about that stat? Is both the Braves and the Yankees actually won a World Series to where the Dodgers haven't?
Well, they've made 2.
Cool. Well, I mean, the Bills made 4 Super Bowls in a row.
That's impressive. It's more impressive they lost 4 in a row.
Yeah, the Yankees...
I'm not even mad.
Yankees 13 straight years from 1995 to 2007. And then the Braves from 91 to 2005.
And then won it in 2008.
You like that, Mike? They missed it in 07 and won it in 08.
Well, they won it in 09.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought it was 08.
Yeah.
I got really excited.
08 was
for
the Phillies' first
okay.
one.
Doesn't make sense there.
It's Brad Lidge, you know, 5 years later getting off of Albert Pujols hitting that home run off him.
All right. And
the Timbers defense is literal part.
Going on to those Yankees, they've been raking here lately.
Hitting bombs.
Mike knows.
33 runs in the last 2 games, baby.
So much so have they been hitting home runs that fair or foul. They now lead the American League in home runs.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Interesting stat here, Joseph.
So they have 12 in the last 2 games. Actually, I think they have 13 in the last 2 games.
Steve.
But I'm going to go ahead and say foul, Bob.
I'm trying to
I don't
think.
Have a lot of explanation for it. They went cold for a couple of weeks, and I think that really hurts those totals.
You said the American League, so that helps. Because
yes.
I'll bet you the Padres have more home runs than they do. Padres have like 7 grand slams. I want to say that maybe it's the Twins, because they tend to hit home runs. The White Sox hit home runs. I will say, what'd you say, Mike?
I said foul.
I will say fair. I think this is a Yankee thing right now.
It is fair.
Nice. Yeah.
82 yeah. home runs.
I like
how
Mike was in a win-win situation
yeah.
there.
For the New York Yankees, 81 for the Chicago White Sox. A 1 wow. home run difference.
So the 3rd from Kyle Higashioka today. Gives them the lead.
Put them over the edge. Suck it, White Sox.
Braves, Padres, Dodgers in that order, 3-2-1 for leading
all of baseball.
The league, yeah.
Dodgers are one.
Yep, with 93.
Oh wow.
Next closest are the Padres with 85.
By
the
way, Seager must be having a year because it ain't Bellinger.
By the way, Gerrit Cole has a personal catcher again. It's Higashioka.
There you go.
Apparently, he caught him when he was 13 years old, too.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
And then some rapid-fire ones just for fun. Fair or foul, the Mariners placed Kyle Lewis on IL after losing him in the outfield smoke.
I saw this on The Onion. That's a great article. I saw that.
Fair?
Definitely fair. You should, if you can find it, you should listen to the Rick Riz call on that catch. It's like classic Rick Riz. If you like Rick Riz, you'll really enjoy that.
He said, he's talking about where he robbed the Grand Slam.
Yeah, he said holy smokes like four times, which I thought was just awesome, all things considered.
And one more for fun. Fair or foul, I think it was Luke Voit, absolutely hammered a sub-50-mile-per-hour pitch on the Blue Jays.
That was DJ LeMahieu.
Oh, it was LeMahieu, excuse me.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard
47 miles per hour.
I heard it came out at 47. Who pitched that? Who threw that for the Blue Jays?
Santiago Espinal, like second baseman,
position player pitching.
Like, bro, we got to have a better position pitcher that can position player that can throw a ball faster than that.
He was kind of like throwing a little knuckleball.
Was he trying to throw Ephus at him? Because like Greggy's the only one I know that can do that.
Did you see the highlight?
I couldn't follow it. The ball was hit so fast and so far.
I just watched it.
Yeah, he just was watching. Like
the ball is up and in at his head, but it's going so slow that he like steps back, turns, and obliterates
it. Yeah.
48.7 miles per hour.
And that's why my fantasy team's in third place. Hey-oh! Because of the great DJ LeMahieu. All right, that's it for Fair or Foul. We'd like to thank our fantastic producer, Mr. Joseph Fisher III, for doing that. When we come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. This is the Hot Corner, Portland sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
Well, we're about to wrap it up here. Hot Corner After Dark.
And we are officially into the After Dark time.
Not that you can see outside at any time of the day anyway.
Thanks, smoke.
I did see the sun today for the first time in a while.
I've seen the sun, like, trying to peek through, and you can look at it because it's so covered. But
yeah,
2 days ago when I left the station, it was blue sky above the station a little bit, and you could see it, and it smelled good. It
didn't smell like campfire. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
You're welcome. I just bailed you out there.
I kept saying that, well, at least it smells good outside, and now I'm just tired of the smell. Because I love the smell of campfire, but at this point, it's just disgusting.
Welcome
Can I
to
have
Oregon.
Some fresh air, please.
Come catch this smoke.
I got told this the other day, and I was about to lose my S.
All right, Joe. They were like, two.
They were like, "What? It's like being around a campfire. Have you never been around a campfire?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I've been around a campfire like my entire life. But when I'm tired of smelling the smoke, I like take four steps back and breathe clean air. Mm-hmm. I don't sit next to a campfire for 9 hours straight breathing this in.
I usually go
and
to my tent.
You don't pay me enough."
Oh, boy.
Sorry. Timbers tie 1-1 as this game is over in San Jose.
God.
And Steve Clark was just like fist pumping. He's like, man, it should have been 5-1. I'm pumped.
He did play very well at the end.
Yeah, Steve's great.
He is great.
When he's not great. Sometimes he's not great.
Yeah, sometimes he's horrifically bad.
Yeah.
But most of the time he's great. But when he's horrifically bad, it's like, what are you doing? Please stop touching the ball. Just throw it away.
Yeah. Nice to see Yimi Chara get a goal today. So I dig that.
Indeed.
Trying to figure this out, Mike. I got to find some way to sneak 1.5 out of my fantasy team to get Bruno. And then that way I still get De Bruyne, Bruno, and Mo. All their prices went up this year.
Of course they did.
Well, Mo's didn't. Mo's is the same.
Well, Mo didn't have as good of a year last year.
But De Bruyne.
Fantasy-wise.
I know. I love that people keep saying that because Mo's like, all right, I see what you mean.
I mean, you won the title.
Yeah, I know. I see it. Danny Ings better start scoring goals from here. I'm going forwards on the cheap.
Yeah, I mean, you got to drop Ward-Prowse too.
I'm already going to.
Yeah.
I know. I really like that. I was like, ooh, James Ward-Prowse. Ooh, sneaker pick.
And then you were like, I hope he's going to be good. And I was
only
like,
6 million pounds for a midfielder.
You really need him to get free kicks or else he's going to get 1 point a game for you.
I don't like it. You know.
Yeah, and I haven't looked at it yet. I'm in first in our little local Portland league after week one, which is nice. I always start very slow, so it's nice to start pretty fast.
Michael, I'm right behind you.
I know you are, because we were one of the few who captained Salah for some reason.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, should have triple capped him. I know, it's like people bought into it. Like they were like the Sky Sports or BBC came out and were like, Sadio Mane, first team, all preseason Premier League, and Mo Salah gets snubbed. Oh, Mo must be crap. I'm going with Mane. Like, you have to know, Mo takes penalties. So Sadio might be a better goal scorer, but Mo takes penalties. So if Mo scores 11, he gets 17 on the year because he converted 6 penalties.
And he got 2 in the first game.
Yeah.
Although his actual goal in the game was incredible.
Sick! By the way, I love those new jerseys. Ooh, looking good. But I need your boy Danny Ings to come through.
Yeah. Well, did you see that Southampton lost 2-0 to Brentford in the EFL Cup today?
I heard
score goals.
Yeah, I heard that things weren't going well.
For some reason.
I heard something online was like, that back line is higher than Barca or Bayern Munich in their glory days.
Yeah, it's like, a very high back line.
I was like, ooh, yikes.
Yeah, Crystal Palace had a lot of open runs into the goal area.
Yeah, I didn't catch that. But you know, I'm high on Southampton this year. I really am.
I am too.
Your team.
It's my team and they're
the Knights, right?
Nope.
What are they? What's their nickname?
Wow.
Help me.
It's the Saints.
The Saints. Hey, close enough, man. They got like the religion thing.
I was thinking
Arthurian, you know.
I know the Reds. I get that.
It's the color of our jersey, Mike.
Okay. I was just saying that, hey, I know what your team's nickname is.
Yeah, so is Manchester United. So is
Manchester. They're the Red Devils.
I hate those losers. Anyway, so, I mean, I like you guys as the sleeper team.
One I don't know. What is Man City's nickname?
Forever Losers and Bandwagon Fans.
Ah.
No, I think they have something dumb, like the City Unites or something stupid like that.
Oh, Citizens.
Yeah.
They're the Citizens.
Oh, yeah. I accidentally typed in Manchester United. See, that's how lame Man City is. Then it doesn't roll off the tongue.
As you're desperately excited to add Kevin De Bruyne.
He's the best player. Who's the top 5 player in the world? Manchester City mascot. Mascot.
It's probably nickname versus mascot.
Harry the Hornet. I'm just joking.
What?
Moonchester. Well, that's an actual... What am I looking for? Nickname here?
Yeah, just nickname.
Nickname.
I think it's the Citizens. I think I'm right.
It is the Citizens. Oh, and now they do it with the CITYZENS.
Oh, they changed it?
Yes.
Or has it always been like that?
It's now the Y because they're a bunch of losers.
Yeah, if you guys watch Premier League and you don't do Fantasy Premier League, it's on the official Premier League website, and it's a lot of fun. It's a salary cap-based game where you have $100. I mean,
£100 million.
They call it million, and it is pounds, yes.
Which is like 94 million euros.
Basically you just have a salary cap and you can pick your team and you get one move a week for free. Otherwise you lose points and there's a couple of bonuses you can use once a year. It's really fun. Patrick and I have been doing it for the last 2 years. I've been doing it for the last 3 years.
We've been in Mark Hamilton's league.
Yes.
One of the genius greats of the Portland radio scene over there at 94.7.
Yep. One of the best in the biz. And he is from England. Originally.
Damn Tottenham fan. He's the only. I let it go.
Well, he's from England,
right? Mark's a good guy. He's a Tottenham fan, London. And I let him have it.
So he can. I think he's from London. So he can be a Tottenham fan.
He
That's
can be
fine.
He can be a North London Tottenham fan.
Do you let Swag be a Tottenham fan?
Because
he's also a Tottenham fan.
Yes, Swag can be a Tottenham fan because Swag actually watches. You know, It's when you meet people that are like, "I'm a United fan," and I'm like, "Okay." Do you think McTominay's the future? And they're like, who? And you're like, all right, I'm done with you. I am done with you. Don't you think Jadon Sancho would be overkill in the midfield? And they're like, is he going to take games away from Wayne Rooney? And you're like
Wayne
you're like, Rooney hasn't played there for a decade.
Rooney was in the MLS. Played for DC
And now he's
United.
A player coach in like the third division.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Derby. Right. Yeah, he's at Derby.
Well, Derby's second tier, aren't they?
They might be second tier. They had a big FA Cup run.
I think they're second tier.
I mean, it's as far as a, you know, second round, second division team can make in the FA Cup.
Right, which is usually not that
great. Usually not that great. All right, we'll be back next week. Remember, the Beers on Us podcast drops tomorrow around 4
next
o'clock.
Next week, we are on 8 to 9.
Next week, we are on 8 to 9 o'clock, so make sure you check that because we got some cool thing going on with radio.com from 7 to 8, so make sure you tune into that. 6 to 8, whatever that is, make sure you listen to it because it's going to be awesome. For Mike Lynch, Joe Fisher behind the glass, I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do. I'd get Kevin De Bruyne, but I really want Bruno.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.